Pregnancy can come with feelings of joy and also moments of fear for first-time parents especially. But for many soon-to-be black mothers, fears can become a predominant emotion. Black women are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women, with some factors including bias and structural racism. WHYY's Marcus Biddle takes us through one black mother's experience with giving birth and the support she found through black doulas. It's the latest in our series, Making Space for Black Health.
Amira Morris remembers her first experience giving birth at a hospital. She was told she had hypertension and was recommended for an induction, but it didn't make the birthing process easier for her.
I went to the hospital to get induced, and then when they induced me, it took a while for my water to break, so they broke it for me, which was even more painful. Then they gave me Pitocin to induce the labor because the baby wasn't ready to come because you're forcing him to get here. So everything was just forced. It was painful, even with pushing.
Most of Morris's doctors were white, and she felt that they were being too aggressive during labor.
I don't feel like black women's voices are always heard. I feel like in order for our voices to be heard, it has to be loud or it has to be rude or disrespectful for somebody to finally listen.
When Morris was expecting her second child, she began searching the internet on how to birth naturally. She wanted to find a black doula, and to her surprise, found one at Womish, a black female-owned doula group in North Philly.
Going to the classes, it made me realize that I don't have to have a traumatic birth experience. Like, I can have one that's, like, calm and filled with love. Like, I can trust my body to do what it was made to do.
For Christine Ely, founder and doula at Womish, Morris's story is familiar. Many soon-to-be mothers walk through her doors expressing similar needs, and she was once in their shoes.
I did experience a lot of things during the prenatal time that it didn't really feel too good, from, you know, doctors passing judgment that I was a single mom, to one even asking me what were my plans for my baby after I birthed him, insinuating that I was putting my child up for adoption because I was a single mother. So those were things that didn't feel good.
She says the prenatal to postpartum journey was a difficult experience for her and her husband.
With knowing how difficult it was, I knew that I didn't want other parents to experience the things that we did, that with lack of knowledge, we had to learn as we went through, and it shouldn't have been that way.
That's why in 2020, she founded Womish. She hoped it would help guide individuals to experience a better birthing process, one that she says many black women are afraid to die from.
I created Womish with knowing that my level of confidence plus the credentials that I received would be enough to prepare mothers and their support people on how to confidently birth.
It has since helped dozens of families.
I think that with having a black doula and having that level of advocacy and support, we are able to educate our clients first. We're able to then support them thereafter. We're pouring into them in ways that these medical professionals are not. And they're able to make important decisions for themselves with knowing that their bodies can do it.
Marcus Biddle, WHYY News.